What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The head of the Civilian Oversight Commission is sharply criticizing Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva for planning to defy another of that panel's subpoenas. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
The commission wants Villanueva to testify Thursday about allegations he's using the power of his office to intimidate critics. The sheriff has launched criminal investigations into the county's inspector general and a member of the commission itself. Villanueva says he's too busy to attend. Commission Chair Priscilla Ochin says that's not an excuse to disobey a lawfully issued subpoena.
It seems to me that he is ducking and dodging from hard questions.
If he is a no-show, this will be the third time the sheriff has refused to comply with a subpoena from the panel since voters approved a measure giving it such power in March of last year. He also defied a subpoena from the inspector general to talk to him about deputy gangs. Villanueva eventually sat down with the IG, but refused to answer questions under oath or to allow a court reporter to take notes. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The sheriff's department issued a statement denying that the sheriff is trying to avoid answering the commission's questions. Meantime, in the race to replace the sheriff, another challenger has thrown their hat into the ring. Sheriff's Captain Britta Steinbrenner says that she plans to run in next year's election. She's a 34-year veteran of the department and has been assigned to various roles over the years, including stints in the Emergency Operations Bureau, as well as patrol and jail assignments. She is now the fourth person to join the race to unseat Villanueva. The others are L.A. Airport Police Chief Cecil Rambo, Sheriff's Lieutenant Eric Strong, and Sheriff's Commander Eli Vera. Vera said earlier this month that Villanueva demoted him from his position as a sheriff's chief after announcing his candidacy. The chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Michael Moore, says that more than half of his department employees are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. He tells the LA Police Commission 56% of LAPD workers have received two vaccine shots. Last week, that figure was closer to 51%. Thousands of LAPD employees have filed exemptions for the city's vaccine mandate based on religious or medical grounds, although it is not clear how officials will handle those requests or deal with employees who decline getting a vaccine outright. You've heard a lot about how the pandemic has interrupted many students' college plans or forced others to consider new careers that might require going back to school. KPCC engagement producer Brianna Lee put together a comprehensive guide about the different paths.
When you're thinking about higher education, there are thousands of options and questions you'll face. What kinds of programs will actually get you employed afterwards? What are your options for school if you have to juggle it along with a full-time job? What if you took a 10-year break from school and you want to go back? So we put together a guide that addresses a lot of these questions, although sadly, it can't tell you exactly what to do to make all of your dreams come true. But for instance, there is actually a lot of publicly available data that can tell you what jobs in Southern California are expected to grow over the next 5 years. What education is required for them, and how much students tend to earn after graduating from particular schools.
You can find Brianna's guide online at LAist.com. An Orange County woman has been jailed in what the state attorney general calls a multi-million dollar student loan debt relief scam. 47-year-old Angela Mirabella is among seven people charged with conning more than $6 million out of about 19,000 victims nationwide. She's accused of running call centers, falsely promising to relieve people of their student loan debt to the tune of $1,000 a month. Many victims ended up with late payment notices or even defaulted on their loans because they were duped into thinking their debt was being handled by her company. Temperatures today will be ranging from the low 80s at the beaches up to over 100 degrees in the inland valleys. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can get more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.